Talking Sedona here on Rosie on the House this morning with Kenny Rowe of the Rowe Art Galleries. Let's bring Kim back in the conversation. Sedona, named for the wife of the city's first postmaster, whose mother says she just made the word up. Isn't that an incredible story? Kenny Rowe, thank you for joining us again, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. So before we go to Sedona, I'm kind of stuck on your career, so I want to keep talking about that for a little bit.
Okay.
Then we'll go to Sedona. We'll give you your Chamber of Commerce moment.
Oh, good.
You do a lot with animals. Is that all from photographs?
No, and that was a hard lesson learned for me, because typically you're trained as an artist to find the photo of whatever you want to sculpt or paint, take it to your studio, and try to duplicate it in your, you know, in your style. Well, there's nothing more frustrating if you're a sculptor trying to take something from a two-dimensional photo and make it look three-dimensional. And for years of frustration, I finally found that the best way is to actually get access to the animal and sculpt on site. And so if you can imagine getting access to, I've had the privilege of working with grizzly bears and mountain lions and bobcats and actually handling them.
Wow.
So I'm actually able to touch and handle the animal, at the same time reach over and touch and sculpt my piece. So there's no loss in the translation between this flat photo and what I'm trying to create. And it's incredible what happens to your style.
It's really evident in your work. Just looking at the sculptures, there's a lot of life, a lot of movement. And you're really good at naming them, too. Where do you come up with the names?
Well, sometimes I get asked that often. And sometimes the name comes before the piece, and it's really a weird thing. And one that comes to mind is I was listening to something on the radio, and they said something about the fast food industry. And I thought, oh, my gosh, fast food. There's a piece in there somewhere. And so I started thinking about it. I thought, you know what? I'm going to sculpt the Roadrunner chasing a grasshopper.
Oh, that's good.
And so then it was this hunt of trying to find a Roadrunner in captivity. And, you know, I could find grasshoppers, no problem, right? But the Roadrunner I did find, and so I sculpted it, and it sold out so fast I can't even tell you.
Well, between the life and the movement and the sculpture and the names, each one really does tell a story.
And that's what we want to do as an artist. You want to really captivate on all those levels you just described.
Well, the real secret must be, how do you get a grizzly bear to stand like this for 8 hours?
I'll share with your listeners. Here's a secret. It's called marshmallows. Marshmallows.
That's the trick. All right. Yeah. Well, your gallery is in Tlacopaque. It's probably the easiest store to find in the entire area. It's directly underneath the bell tower.
Yes, it is. And boy, what a blessing this has been, because Monica and I opened our gallery here in Tlacopaque 8 years ago upstairs in a little space, which was the only space available at the time. And they're in high demand here. It's such a beautiful place. And so the tenant downstairs, who had this space for 38 years, came up one day and excuse me, and said, I want to retire and I want you in my space.
38 years. Mm-hmm.
38 wow. years. And that was Jeffrey Roth. And thanks to him, we got this space. And, man, you're right. You drive into Tlacopaque, and it's the first thing you see is we're under the 80-foot bell tower. And,
well, you've just kind of had like this golden path through life. Troy Murray, Ken Payne.
Oh, and Rosie Romero.
I don't know about that.
I do. Man, I pinch myself. I swear, I don't know, I'm not a young guy anymore, and I still look back and think, man, this has been a dream.
So you're in Phoenix, and you've developed this passion for sculpting, and you want to relocate. So there's Jerome, there's Prescott, there's Flagstaff, there's Sholo, there's Payson. There's many places you could have picked. What got you to land in Sedona?
Well, Sedona was just so off the radar for me because of what you always hear about, what it costs to live here or buy a home. So by happenstance, as I was saying earlier, by day I was a taxidermist, by night I was a sculptor. And on the weekend, Saturday morning, I would turn on PBS and sculpt on the kitchen table while watching Sculpting with Ken Payne. And he had three galleries at the time here in Tlacopaque. And to me, he was a rock star. And he would tell these wonderful stories and sculpt these horses and cowboys, and I would try to do the same thing. And one day I walk into Troy's Western Heritage Gallery, and guess who's looking at my work? Ken Payne.
Wow.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, I've got to introduce myself to this man. And we just hit it off. It was like, show me your work. And I said, well, you're looking at it. Oh, I like it. So anyway, 2 weeks later, I get a phone call at my taxidermy shop and says, I got an offer you can't refuse. This is Ken Payne. You come up here and be one of my feature artists in one of my three galleries, and I'll guarantee you that you'll make this much money or I'll pay you. And it was like magic. I couldn't believe.
The hook was set, shall we say?
Oh, it's exactly right. So I got off the phone, and Monica, my wife, hears the conversation. She says, we're moving, aren't we? And I go, yes, we are. Put everything on the market. We're moving. This was the door that just opened.
And you've been there about 20 years now, right?
Yeah, 23. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in the few minutes we've got left, let's have you, a 23-year resident of Sedona, share with the rest of Arizona your passion for the area and maybe one secret little spot that's Kitty Rowe's favorite little hideaway.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we've heard the term, I think it's called NIMBY, not in my backyard. I am not one of those. I am the opposite. I love showing this place off, and it's a treasure that needs to be shared and by anybody who wants to be here. And so I'm often accused by my friends, because we mountain bike a lot on the trails that come across hikers, that I should work for the Chamber of Commerce, because I'm always telling them highlights that I don't want them to miss while they're on the trails.
Oh.
But, you know, and it's interesting, too, because, you know, you get here and it is busy. It's a tourist-based economy, and if it's our season, March or whatever, yeah, there's going to be some traffic, but you get a block off the main streets and you wouldn't know you're in a tourist town.
Yeah, you got three roads in and three roads out, baby.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly right. And you know what? It's interesting because I don't remember exactly how many visitors a year we get. I want to say it's almost 4 million, but you know, it's a lot of visitors, and I think the city handles the traffic pretty well. Arizona Department of Transportation, I think, does a pretty darn good job with the volume we have.
Well, what's a favorite little hideaway spot that Kitty Rowe likes to tuck away to?
Oh, my favorite, without a doubt, is the Huckabee Trail. And it's, you know, if you go, have your viewer or your listeners go to Sedona Secret 7. And what it is a website that's generated to take pressure off of some of the more high-profile areas and take people to these secret areas that are absolutely unbelievable. And there's everything in there from hiking to dining to everything you'd want to think of that takes you away from the real high traffic areas.
Well, there you go, folks. Now, where else are you going to get that other than at Rosie on the House? Kenny, how could people track you down? Your website's Rowe Gallery, R-O-W-E, gallery.com. His art gallery, babe, you've never been with me when I've stopped in. Oh, you've been with me, but he's never been there. But Kenny works sculpting in the studio. You can actually watch him build a creation right there.
That's fun.
Yeah, I love it. I love working in public. You know, it really is an inspiring environment to be in.
But I mean, the clay thing is just right there, and he's picking away at it with toothpicks and stuff. And
the clay thing turned into a beautiful work of art. Good job, Kenny.
And he's talking to some guy about, you know, the magnolias that are blooming down the stream or something.
Absolutely. We need to get one of those clay things in the e-store.
One of those clay things.
Right. Well, there may be a title in there. Who knows, huh?
Oh, man.
I love it. I absolutely love being in here. I get to travel the world standing in one place.
Well,
all of our visitors.
You know, and the other comment you made about the traffic in Sedona, you know, you really only have to get one block off of any of those three main arteries.
Yes.
And you enter another world.
Yes. And the timing, too. I mean, if it is our season, and if you're out at 11 o'clock in the afternoon, yes, the traffic's going to be heavier. You're out in the same road at 9 a.m. or 8 a.m., and there's nobody on the road. So those that rise early can take advantage of no traffic at all, and you know the restaurants aren't that busy yet, and it's really, really amazing.
And of the 100 miles of foot trails in the area, some of them can get pretty crowded as well. But now you know, folks, the secret is Sedona Secret 7. And now, Kenny, you and I, in the next 10 years, will have to come up with Sedona's next Secret 7.
Oh, we will do that. Let's do it together. I'd love it.
All right.
Explore.
All right. Well, good, good, good. Kenny, again, I can't thank you enough for joining us here at Rosie on the House and sharing with us your passion for what you do at the Rowe Gallery. Folks, I can't encourage you enough. Next time you're in the Sedona area, make sure you stop, pull into Tlacopaque, walk over to the Bell Tower, walk into the Rowe Gallery, and introduce yourself to Kenny Rowe. Who else? Who have you got on display right now, Kenny?
Well, right now we have 19 different artists, but the one that's featured, believe it or not, is me next month. And I'll tell you very quickly, I always bring a live model in for my own show. So on the 2nd of March, Friday the 2nd of March from 4 to 8, I'm going to bring a model, an animal, here to the gallery, and I'm going to do a quick sculpt of it in an hour and a half. And so that's what we're working toward right now.
And the public's invited?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, you better repeat that then. When is this?
Okay, this is Friday, March 2nd from 4 to 8. And I'll bring an emissary animal, probably from one of our wildlife rehab centers, to the gallery. And we'll set up in the courtyard, weather permitting. And there'll be chairs and everything else for the audience. And I'm going to do a quick sculpture of this emissary animal as quickly as I can in an hour and a half.
March 2nd. 4 to 8.
I'll post that on Facebook.
Oh, that's got to be posted.
Please.
That's awesome.
You'll see some on our website, some photos of highlights. We've done this before, and it's just been an amazing, we've had an amazing response from it. So,
are we talking like a bear?
How much room do you have? I mean, do you want people to RSVP?
Last time we had a show here, we had 150 people in the audience.
Okay.
And there was plenty of room. I mean, people stand around. You know, all around us, and it's great.
Good. All right, March 2nd, 4 to 8. Watch Ken sculpt a live animal at his gallery, Rowe Gallery at Tlacopaque, and now you all know, I'm not repeating, the secret hiking document we already talked about. If you missed it, you missed it. That's the only way we can keep it a secret.
I was going to put that on Facebook as well.
That'll keep it a secret. Yeah. All right, Ken. Thanks a bunch, man.
Well, thank you, Rose. And I have to say, your show is a gift to all of us that listen. It really is an amazing thing.
Well, thanks so much. We enjoyed doing it. Thanks for the kind words.
My pleasure.
And the 7 o'clock hour, we were almost 100% affiliate. Flagstaff, Calf Country's carrying it. We have Chasm and Sedona's carrying it. Phoenix and KGVY in Green Valley. So 4 to 6 now carry the 7 o'clock hour. So we appreciate y'all tuning in and enjoying it. It's our Arizona hour.
Love it. Love it. When we get back, we're going to talk with our most recent Arizona staycation winner who just returned from her trip to Flagstaff.